we're now seeing a great disparity between the rich and the poor. What do you put this down to?
Well, I suppose there are probably three reasons. I mean, the first is that, you know, Hong Kong is suffering really what everybody is suffering. I mean, there is a greater disparity between rich and poor in Hong Kong as there is everywhere else. I mean, that would be one. Third reason is that Hong Kong sort of inherited this sort of laissez-faire policy from Britain. It's sometimes called positive non-interventionism. And Hong Kong has some of the lowest taxes in the world. The top tax rate is 17%. There's virtually no welfare state here. So those disparities have in a sense always been there, and the state doesn't feel that it's job to step in and do that much about it.
The FT's been interviewing people at food banks this week, which is the Hong Kong equivalent of soup kitchens, I understand. Are we seeing higher numbers of these springing up in Hong Kong?
Well, we saw a kind of a spike in 2008 after the Lehman crisis, and then those levels actually went down quite quickly because Hong Kong's economy picked up very fast in 2009, 2010. We're seeing a slight uptick again now, but we haven't yet reached 2008 levels. So the people that are using these for the food banks are new immigrants, people who have just come from China, single mothers, pensioners, people who are really kind of falling between the cracks.
And are there any people who are going to these soup kitchens that weren't going before?
I think those are pretty much the same sort of people. And as I say, there is no welfare state here really to speak of. So if you're a pensioner who hasn't managed to save very much, I mean, for example, you see pensioners around and even some of the big flashy buildings in central here picking up cardboard. And what they're doing is they're picking up those cardboard or tin cans and they'll then go to the centre and sell those. But obviously they don't get much money for those. And you're seeing very high inflation in Hong Kong at the moment, as you are around Asia generally. And obviously that hits the poor harder because more of their income goes to things like food. And so on the margins, you probably are seeing a sort of pickup in people using food banks.
And I mean, is it significantly worse in recent years than it has been before? I mean, you think back to, for example, the time of the walled city and the levels of poverty that you saw then. I mean, are we looking at similar poverty levels now, or has it got worse and is it likely to get worse going forward because of inflation?
I don't think absolute levels of poverty. They're better. Relative levels of poverty, I think, again, as we've seen elsewhere in the world, including in, for example, the United States, I think, yes, you are seeing the problem getting worse. You know, Hong Kong has a population of 7 million. If I remember the figure correctly, about 1.2 million people earn below half the median wage. And the median wage is actually very low here.
That's not a lot of money in one of the cities in the world.
Are we starting to see any sign of social unrest or protest as a result of the growing inequality?
Hong Kong has a reasonably strong tradition of protest, people coming out on the street. And there was a budget earlier this year where people did protest about the budget. They protested not as they did in Greece because the government was running massive deficit and trying to cut welfare spending. And they protested because the government had huge surpluses and actually eventually agreed to hand back money that they handed $770.
And, a lot of people have all the things that the government to do.
Everything they preferred the government not to collect that money in the first place, or to spend it on things that that people think need doing, cleaning up the environment, putting in clean buses, and perhaps beginning the rudiments of a welfare state.
How likely do you think that last thing is to happen? Do you think that there's a chance they would set up some sort of welfare state system?
I think under the present government, it's almost impossible. Remember, Hong Kong is not a full-fledged democracy. The professional classes here, the Hong Kong tycoons, still have a very big sway in parliament, in the legislative process. And the status quo suits them pretty well. Land prices are very high here, which is another problem for middle income and poor people. because rents are extraordinarily high, and if they can get into government housing. Again, for those who do very well out of the status quo, the professional classes, the property developers, etc., the so-called tycoons, they have a big say in how this place runs. You might say they have the final say in how this place runs. And it's those people for whom the status quo...